You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Silicon Valley has arrived to the town, and some Oakland residents want in on the jobs. But tech companies continue to take advantage of the H-1B visa program to hire foreign contractors with specialized skills for cheaper pay. In 2018, the Trump administration denied close to one in four H-1B visas. That's the highest denial rate in nearly 10 years. Still, that hasn't hurt big companies like Google and Facebook. But this isn't stopping some East Oakland residents from competing for new opportunities in their own backyards. Oakland Voices reporter Catherine Davis-Samway visited a few tech training centers to see how they're helping East Oakland residents compete in the tech job market.
So nothing missing, something's a mistake, something was incorrect.
28-year-old Andrew Hazelbaker is preparing his students at the Stride Center for a tech certification exam. Students volunteer answers to Hazelbaker's questions and come up to the whiteboard and explain programming codes.
That's on private.
Their classmates applaud their efforts. Hazelbaker says how much he enjoys this work.
So interacting with the students is super fulfilling. I go to an 8-hour job and then I look forward to coming to the Stride Center and seeing their faces, asking them about their days.
Stride is a tech training nonprofit located across from the 12th Street BART in downtown Oakland. About 400 students a year come to Stride's Oakland location to attend a range of tech courses that earn them certifications recognized around the world. Almost 80% of grads go into tech jobs. Tuition costs are based on each student's income. 40% of the center's costs are covered by students' fees, and the rest of their expenses are supported by a number of nonprofits in the Bay Area, as well as a handful of corporations and corporate foundations. Hazelbaker found Stride when he was participating in a re-entry program to help prepare formerly incarcerated people find good jobs.
It was my oasis. It was my escape away from either stigmas or any type of labels that were placed on an individual who came from prison or was thought of as in a negative light.
After his second year as a student there, Stride asked him to teach their A-plus certification course. This is the entry-level desktop support class. According to Stephen Bader, executive director of the East Bay Economic Development Alliance, Oakland got less than $4 million in federal funding for workforce development last year. That's because the city's 4% unemployment rate is considered low. However, unemployment in East Oakland is closer to twice that, which is part of why organizations there, like the David E. Glover Center for Education and Technology, take their missions so seriously. The Glover Center, like Stride, is trying to bridge opportunity gaps. The building has a brightly colored geometric design and is about a 10-minute drive from Oracle Arena, where the Warriors played. Olivia Cueva is the executive director.
We have in the past actually have had a partnership with the Stride Center. So we have had some really amazing success stories in that, where students have come to our class just to learn the basics of how to use a computer and then have gone on to Stride.
The center offers free programs for students ranging from young adults to seniors. According to Cueva, they get most of their funding from the San Francisco Foundation and the City of Oakland. Cueva is actually from East Oakland and knows firsthand how much the community needs a place like the Glover Center.
David E. Glover opened the Eastmont Computing Center in the late 90s, during kind of the first dot-com boom, when he saw that low-income residents in this area were not going to have access to emerging jobs because they didn't have access to basic computer literacy skills.
But it's not just basic computer skills that the Glover Center is teaching. The students are learning to create technology to empower their personal lives also.
By bringing these tools and putting them into the hands of the community here, we are really allowing them to create things that will actually serve them.
I see this philosophy come alive at one of the center's new classes, where adults from ages 19 to 35 are learning to design video games. The students are each working at a computer. They're learning how to write code to move a player in a game forward and back.
So let's see if we can change something in here that's going to cause our player to move forward. Right now, if I select the player, I want him to, blue is forward. If I want him to move forward, you may notice if you move him forward, the Z parameter starts changing.
The Glover Center has had success with students inventing programs that help them.
I had one student who created a mood light using an Arduino and LEDs to help him calm down when he felt frustrated. I had a student who created a video game that told the story of what it felt like to be targeted by the police. We've had students who have also created products that have already received seed funding.
Jorge Flores is the Glover Center's office manager, as well as a recruiter and instructor.
The way that I find out about the organization was I was walking in the mall. I was homeless on the time, living in the street on that time.
The center became like a home base for Flores, giving him a chance for a better future. And he's been there in different capacities for more than two decades. Now he's helping students who want a better chance for their own futures.
And we have a great testimonies that people pass here and take computer classes. Now they have a great job. They have a good opportunity. They're excited. We received donations from people that were just so happy to go to the be successful in life.
In addition to the Stride and Glover Centers, tech training opportunities in Oakland are available through other organizations such as Hack the Hood, Hidden Genius, Tech Hire Oakland, and the KPOR Center. And there are lots of East Oakland residents ready to take advantage of them. In Oakland, this is Catherine Davis-Samway for Cross Currents.
That story was a collaboration between Oakland Voices and KELW as part of our project, Sights and Sounds of East Oakland. And stay tuned for more stories from Oakland Voices. We're airing them all week long.